We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though. Podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we have on a comedian and we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, my guest is the awesome comedian, Mike Kaufman. Mike wanted to do a North Pole-themed podcast, but not just one of the groups there, all of them. So we have the guys who run the show, we have a couple elves who work there, some of the reindeer that can't seem to make it on Santa's team, and of course, Mr. and Mrs. Claus themselves. It's a super fun podcast, and it's holiday-themed, and I hope that you guys like it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the North Pole Podcast.
Hello, welcome to live from the North Pole Podcast.
Yay!
I am Nick Jolly.
And I'm Joel Feinberg.
Hey, how are you, Joel?
I am good, Nick.
Joel.
Oh, man. We only do one podcast a year. I look forward to it so much. Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, it's so exciting. I count the days. I make a paper change.
Yes, and we are in the final stretch. It is the last week before Christmas.
Yep.
We have so much great stuff to get to you. We have live or not live. Why are you shaking your head?
Oh, very live.
It's so not live?
It's so live.
Is something wrong with the live transmitter?
No, everything's good. Everything's good to go, just like Santa's sleigh. Everything's working tip-top shape.
Okay, Nick, as long as everything's going to be okay, because if there's any problems with Christmas, I'm going to kill myself.
Wow. Hey, Joel, that's okay.
And I'm not kidding. I got the gun.
No, Joel.
And the bullets.
Hey, Joel.
And I'll end it all if anything ever happens to Christmas.
Hey, I told you need to speak to that elf counselor.
I don't like that elf counselor.
No, he's good. He's a nice guy.
He knows everything about everybody on this island, this big pole.
That is a fact. We are an island, and a lot of people don't know that about us.
Everything's a big island if you look at it.
Well, that's one way of looking at the world, Joel. You're such an interesting duck.
Hey, anyway, what we have is live stories from the elves, live stories from the reindeer, and live stories from the big man
and
his wife.
That's right, Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus.
Oh, I can't wait. If they don't answer, I'm going to slit my throat and let all the blood rush out.
Oh, God. We're going to take you right to the first thing here while Joel's going to make a phone call to the counselor.
Send it to the elves.
Yeah, let's go check in on the elves live at the North Pole.
We're so excited to be a part of this podcast this year. So sorry we couldn't be a part of it last year. I'm Kenny McGumdrops.
And I'm Steve.
Hi, Steve. How have you been?
Oh, I've been busy.
We got a lot of stuff to get to. First of all.
So many things.
Oh, we are prepping for the big day.
It's the biggest day, the day that we wait for every year, and we've got a lot of things to do, and we're a little behind.
Well, a lot of people are like, don't you get nervous that you're behind? And I'm like, oh, God, every day.
I wake up nervous. I wake up in sweats.
Yeah, I'm very nervous all the time about everything, but it's okay. We're going to get it done this year.
Yep.
Every year, we always seem to pull it out. And all kinds of stuff. How you been, Steve?
Oh, I've been good. I worked on a new skill.
Ooh.
So I got a new spot on the line, which is great.
What is it?
I'm good with working the wood. So
You moved up to wood line?
I do. I'm on the wood line.
Ooh.
So, the triangles that fit in the triangle spots and the circles in the circles.
Of course.
The squares.
Still can't figure those out. Right? Still boggles me to this day.
I used to be just like you.
Yeah.
I used to be just like you. Mm-hmm. But now, they got me making the squares. So I put the squares the square holes.
You amaze me every day, Steve.
Thank you.
Wow. Wowie, wow, wow, wow.
Thank you. Yeah, well, what about you? Where are you? You still working the line?
I recently got taken off the line.
Oh, no, you got taken off the line. Another incident. I didn't notice I was working so hard.
I had another incident with the Rubik's Cubes.
Oh, no, not again.
Yeah, I ate all the stickers off the Rubik's Cubes.
Well, how are the kids going to solve them if they don't have the stickers?
It's already solved. They're all blank. That's what I was trying to say.
It's just a black cube.
They got me sweeping up the shop.
They got you sweeping. Oh, okay.
Well.
But hey, that's an important job. You know, if Sona doesn't sweep, then, stuff's going to pile up.
My dad always told me that I would amount to nothing. And now the day's upon us. I'm going to turn in my letter of resignation.
Wait. turn in your what? I've never even heard of that.
I'm going to turn my letter of resignation.
I don't know what that word means.
I've got a lot of sawdust in my mouth from all the sweeping. Sorry. I'm going to turn in my letter of recommendation.
Oh. See, now that's a big
A word. Resignation. What? And ask for a letter of recommendation. No elf has ever quit, and I'm going to be the first one to do it.
Well, if you go turn in a letter of recommendation, they're going to be awful confused.
I can't do my normal job right, and I can't even quit right.
No, you see, it's good that you don't know how to quit, because you shouldn't. You're not a quitter. You're not. You're the best. You're the best elf I know. Hey, come on. Have you seen a counselor?
I don't want to talk to that guy. He knows everybody on the island.
No, of course he knows everybody. It's his job. He's a counselor. But you should really go talk to him because he's real good.
My business is my business.
No, I talked to him about some of my lady troubles, and he was able to help me real good.
Speaking of lady troubles, let's go to our final segment before we got to hand it off. Our dates.
Yeah, but How's your date? Yeah,
I saw you went on a date with Stephanie McChocolates.
I did.
Wow. First of all, congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Everybody's wanting to go on a date with her, and she turns down everybody, including me.
Oh, I know. So I got super lucky to have the chance to ask her out. She saw that I got my promotion.
Yeah.
And she came over, and she needed a hammer, and I was like, and then I gave her a hammer, and she said, thank you. And then I just said, date!
And what'd she say?
Oh, she said...
She just told you the date?
And then
it's December 12th.
Right, and then she was like, it's December 12th, and I was like, tomorrow? Do you want to go to the cafeteria?
What'd she say?
She said no.
I thought you already went on the date. The word was that you went on a date with her.
Oh, is that what people are saying?
That's what everyone's saying and that she put out.
That's amazing.
You want to hear the story that I heard?
That's not what happened at all.
This is the story I heard.
What?
She comes over to your workstation.
Yeah.
She asks you for a hammer.
Yeah, she did.
And you said, this isn't the only thing that can pound it out.
Oh, I did not say that.
She winked. You winked. You both kissed.
Well, I know. I have a dry eye.
She grazed her boobs upon you. Then you left. Then that night, you both went on a date to North Pole Applebee's.
Oh,
you got, both oh, got the two oh. for two... For
two
20.
For Tuesdays. The two for Tuesdays. Yeah. No. Oh, my God. You are painting a dream.
This is exactly what everyone told me. And then
people are saying this?
Yeah, and that you took her home that
this
night.
This is not true.
And you said, are you ready for that hammer? And she's like, I'm ready for that nail.
How am I? I am so smooth in this story.
Yeah. And in real life, not so much. You did an awful job.
I didn't say any of that.
Oh, wow.
How is the story spreading? Who is spread? They're better storytellers than I am. I don't know how.
I heard it from Sprinkles.
Sprinkles is telling
the
story?
Yeah, and he said that he heard it from whipped cream.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to go over there and talk to the Coen brothers and see who is really making this up. Because that's fantastic.
Well, I hope that your date works out as well as your date worked out.
It definitely will not. But I don't even want to go there now. I just want to tell that story more.
Okay. And my date, I have no dates. I've been on Elfter, which is Tinder for elves.
Yeah.
I have no matches. I swipe right on everybody.
Well, you know, it's a small island. Everybody knows everybody.
And everybody knows I'm just a push broom elf. I'm just a push broom elf. Nobody wants me. I'm just a push broom elf. I'm gonna go home and cry.
Hey, we sing happy
push,
songs.
Push broom elf. Nobody wants me. Push broom elf. I just wanna die.
Let's go see the counselor, okay, bud?
Okay.
Whoa, hey, well, that got a little dark.
Hey, yeah, wow. That did get a little dark.
Yeah, wow, I was not expecting that from the elves. They're usually so chipper.
They are chipper.
Yeah, right? Wow.
Yeah, weird. I don't know what's going on. I think they're way behind schedule.
Yeah, oh, man. Hey, Nick, yeah. If they run out of... they pull it out of their butt every year.
They always do.
If they don't make all the toys in time, I'll eat my hat. My big hat.
Your big one?
I'll eat the big hat I have. My Christmas hat. The one that lights up.
That's your favorite hat.
I'll eat it.
You just, okay, do not eat that hat.
That's how confident I am.
Okay.
That's how confident I am that they'll beat it.
If you eat that hat, we're going to have to go see the doctor.
Okay. Hey, it's time for our next segment.
Yep.
You guys really excited about this one.
Oh, yeah.
We couldn't get, sorry, again, the reindeer this time of year.
Yeah.
Super busy. Well, the ones who make it. So,
a lot of people don't know there's a tryout.
There is. There's a ton of reindeer up here at the North Pole. A lot of people, there's not 9 reindeer up here at the North Pole.
No, we got
there's at least 3 million reindeer.
Yeah.
And we got the ones who try out the most. So those are the reindeer that we got this year. So they know the inside scoop on some of the reindeer stuff.
Yep.
All right, so let's send it down to the reindeer. Hey.
Hey.
How's it going? Hey, it's me, Reindeer Nitro.
And I'm Pokey.
Yeah. We're reindeer up here. We're not official Santa's reindeer yet, but
no, we've been trying yet. Out. We're working on it, though. We tried out this year and came close.
Yeah.
But,
the backup tryouts, just in case. Because if next week one of those reindeer goes down, they need a backup.
That's it, yeah. We're understudies.
We're trying out to be understudies.
Well, yeah.
Pokey.
I know. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, Pokey. Don't jinx it. All right? You jinxed the last one,
okay.
Pokes.
No, okay. All right. You're right.
With the understudy tryouts coming on now.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you going to?
I'm totally doing a different thing than I did last year. Because last year, I was real focused, and I was doing all the stretches, and I was working.
Wait. Hold on, Pokes.
Yeah.
You thought you were focused last year?
I was real focused last year.
You thought you were focused.
No, I was as focused as focused is. Yeah, I was focused. Why?
Last year.
You don't think I was focused?
Last year you failed your trial because you saw a butterfly.
Okay. All right, look. To be fair,
yeah.
I was so focused, and then he went right in my line of focus. He was right there. And so I saw him, and he just... beautiful butterfly.
That's the opposite of pretty, being focused. There,
pretty
folks.
Blues... And greens, and I just never seen a butterfly like that before, you know?
In your defense, we don't see a lot of butterflies up here on the North
right,
Pole.
Right, it's cold.
Yeah.
They don't go
but
here.
But it's a magical
they
butterfly.
They don't go here.
And you
so I challenge anyone, because if anyone had seen a butterfly like that right before they do the 40-yard dash, you would have...
Literally 10 other reindeer were lined up for the 40-yard dash.
Yeah, but...
And none of them got distracted.
Well, you know what? None of them appreciate art.
Okay, you're probably right. But that's not part of the prerequisites.
Yeah, exactly. So,
was beautiful. What have you been doing this year? So you're not going to be focused?
No.
Yeah,
so I was too focused, right?
I don't think so, but yeah.
I was too focused, and so the goal is to not be focused this time. So I've actually I've been hanging out with butterflies. What is so funny about that? I've been hanging out in the butterfly sanctuary.
You? Been hanging out in the butterfly sanctuary?
Yeah, I go in there and it's real relaxing.
Listen, Pokes.
Nitro.
Nitro.
What?
Yeah. It's me.
I know. Yeah.
The
Nitro. Despite
nitrous.
Your really cool name and all, you're still just like me. We never made it.
Hey, I think I've been a little closer.
Right? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because close but no cigar. I don't see you smoking a cigar.
I have plenty of cigars.
Wait, you smoke cigars?
The Nitro. The Nitrous.
Smoking's
the Endmaster.
Banned in the North Pole. How are you?
Hey,
you smoke cigars?
No one needs to know. Hey,
You've been hanging out with a bunch of butterflies.
Maybe that's why you don't make it, because of all the asthma in your lungs from the smoke. You ever think about that? I don't know, just a hypothesis.
I smoke, I drink, because I'm a man's man. I see Comet smoking all the time.
Well, I drink a lot of eggnog in preparation.
Well, Pokes, man, that's not what we're even talking about.
What?
I'm talking about liquor, talking about whiskey, talking about gin, talking about tonic, talking about Bruce, talking about hanging out.
I'm sorry, I was just saw
Were you just looking at another butterfly?
Did you see it? Did you see that one?
Yeah.
That was pretty.
All right, so just in case we don't get this, that means another year, we need to get some other jobs. So, yeah. What kind of job market have you been looking at?
I applied to the bowling alley already.
Oh, I think you'd fit in well there, Pucks.
Yeah, I,
A lot of noises, a lot of, blinky lights.
What?
There's a lot of noises and blinky lights there.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
What's your work experience, Pucks?
Well, I've been in a couple different roles.
Like what?
Well, I applied to deliver pizzas once.
That's not a role if you didn't get it, Pucks.
No. Yeah, I guess not. And then one time I was an intern. I was an intern for the counselor. You know, Counselor
Pucks,
Chris.
Wait. So you know a lot.
Yeah, he'd have me... Kind of helped me just sort files and go through everything. And he'd like, he was so stressed all the time because, you know, he sees so many people and it's tough. So he'd always come by like after he got out of sessions and he'd just vent to me, you know, just blah, 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 blah. Well, people say this and everybody's got this problem and I'm going to kill myself. You know, typical stuff.
Wait, did he say anything about me?
Legally, I'm not allowed to say.
Pokes, you tell me if you know about things I said to him.
No, Nitro, he didn't say anything to me about your dad or anything.
All right. One last thing.
Yeah, Nitro?
Dates.
Oh,
this dates. Is where we talk about our dates.
Oh, yeah. Like that.
So, Pokey.
Yeah.
I heard.
That one you went on with Lacey.
Yeah, I went on a date with Lacey.
Oh, man. I'm sorry that didn't end well.
Well,
but really, you shouldn't have suicidal thoughts about it.
Who told you I'd... Wait a minute. Pokey. Who told you that?
Nobody told me that.
I haven't told anybody about my suicidal thoughts except for that therapist guy.
No.
Counselor.
No, I think it was a rumor I heard from Sprinkles.
God. No. Sprinkles? Sprinkles told you that?
Yeah, he says a lot of things.
Hey, Sprinkles, you hear this? I'm going to beat the crap out of you. I don't care if I'm not a real Santa's helper.
Oh, man.
I'm still strong enough to take down an elf.
So it didn't go well, huh?
No, it didn't go well. What about you? I asked Pokey if he ever went on a date. Pokey, hey, have you ever been on a date, Pokes?
Yeah.
When?
A couple months ago now.
What?
Yeah.
Pokes, you went on a date.
Uh-huh.
With who?
Claire.
You went on a date.
Yeah, I asked her out a couple months ago, and we've been dating. And
you've been dating?
No, I just asked her recently if she'd take my hoof, and, well, I think we're going to get married.
What kind of world do we live in?
I told her that she reminds me of a butterfly.
There's no God.
But there's a Santa.
Whoa, another sad and depressing. Wow.
Really not what we're expecting,
Nick,
you know?
Wow.
You check in with everybody.
We are a week away from Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
A week away.
We gotta get pepped up.
But you know what? We saved the best for last. I know we couldn't get him last year.
That's right. He's busy, busy man.
Busy man, especially around this time of year. But you know what? He promised last year.
He did.
And he always upholds his promise. We have the big man himself.
The big man himself.
And Mrs. Claus, who has never in the history of the North Pole
ever
done the podcast.
Never done it.
I'm so excited. Are you excited, Nick?
So excited.
Ugh. Nick, why don't you go ahead and send it off to him?
All right, here we go to the big man himself and beautiful Mrs. Claus.
Jingle bells are ringing. It's time to deck the halls. Carolers are singing. Here comes Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho! so glad to be on the podcast. It's me, Santa, and my lovely wife.
Hello, it's me, Estelle.
Estelle.
Mrs. Claus.
Oh, I love you.
I love you too, Santa Bear.
We are really looking forward to this year's Christmas, and we think it's going to be the best one yet.
Yeah. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
What's wrong?
We're just, you know, I'm ready. We're ready for it to be over. We've been looking forward to it for a while now.
No, I'm never ready. Looking forward to it ending. It's the best day of the year.
It's because it's your day. It's your big, big day, and we're good. You know, we've heard enough.
Are you jealous, dear?
No. I'm not jealous. I'm fine. You're too much here. Christmas, it's a day. You get a day, not a month.
I just think that.
You took Thanksgiving from them.
Well, it's not my fault.
Have you been to a Target? Because there's not. You go in November in a Target, mm-hmm. and it's all Christmas trees.
Well, it's not my fault.
Oh.
I try. Everyone loves Christmas.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I think that they like Christmas and they do it. I never said that I should take any other holidays.
You practically take Halloween, too.
Well, that's a devil holiday, and I think it should be abolished.
Well, I gotta
there
be...
There, I said I, it.
I, you know what?
There, I said it. Ho!
That's why I married you, because I also don't like Halloween.
Good.
And it is a devil holiday.
Good.
And I'd be fine without it.
Good.
But Thanksgiving, you shouldn't take that.
It's not my fault. I can't give it back.
Turkey stuffing, everyone loves that.
It's a great tradition, but it's based on an awful thing.
And what about your beard?
What about it?
I've been telling you to shave it for...
No.
How many years?
Not now.
Decades.
Not now on the podcast, honey.
You look ridiculous.
I look amazing.
You're a young man, and you look like an old Father Time.
Well, beards are back in style.
All the hipsters have them. If you're a hipster, yeah.
And I was hipster. I had a beard before it was cool. That makes me a hipster.
You think you're a hipster?
I am. Look at me. I wear black shoes and a bit funny hat and
your pants are tight
and I got tight pants
but that's not because they're skinny. That's okay. Because you're fat.
Well, everyone knows that Santa needs to be fat. I'm not going to get skinny.
Yeah, why is that, Santa? Explain that to me. Why you have to be overweight?
I have a gland problem.
Why my husband has to be pre-diabetic? Explain this to me.
I have some news. I'm officially diabetic. Ho, ho, ho.
Okay, well, now I told you. See, you can't eat cookies You can't eat cookies at every single house.
They're delicious. I need to do it for the children.
Put them in a bag. Take them home. What are you doing? Bring them back here. Give them to the elves.
Elves. I don't want the elves to get fat. I need them skinny and strong so they make all the toys.
You're delusional. You know that?
I'm hipster.
You're not a hipster.
Look, I got vinyl records.
You're an old, chubby, diabetic man.
Listen to this vinyl record I have. Listen to that. You hear the cracks and pops and how warm it is? It's fantastic.
See? Agree. I love the sound of it, but I hate that you're using it against me.
No, exactly.
You know what Bing Crosby does to me.
Oh, we'll talk about that later. Speaking of which... Vacation! After the big day, where are we going?
Oh, anywhere. Far, far from here.
Oh, South Pole! I love it!
No!
We'll see some penguins.
I'm thinking beach. I'm thinking Bahamas. Maybe a cruise. Maybe we'll go down and do Mexico, Cozumel.
So hot. Especially with the beard and all the fat.
Well?
Why don't we go to Scandinavia?
Why don't you lose some weight and shave the beard?
Wow.
And I'll do it with you. How about we make a New Year's resolution?
You know I have a gland problem.
Oh, again with the gland problem. You have no gland problem.
It's New Year's.
You have a cookie problem. You're a cookie monster.
Not a problem.
You may as well be blue and covered in fur.
I would love to be the cookie monster. I've never met him.
I hear he's a great guy.
I hear he's awesome. And you can call me the cookie monster.
And the cookie monster is single. And you know why? Because he doesn't have a wife as patient as me.
Maybe I'll try. Yes, maybe I'll try to lose some weight. How about that? I'll try.
Well, you've never even said you'd try before, so that would be...
I'll eat every other cookie. Or maybe every 10th cookie I'll skip.
For anyone else, that sounds like a ridiculous resolution, but for you, that's a baby
step.
That'll
cut out at least 100,000 cookies.
That'll cut out a lot of cookies if you do the math.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right.
And last, our dates.
Well?
How was our last date?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, come on.
I don't want to talk about it.
I love North Pole Applebee's. You don't?
Oh, my God.
Are you sick of it? I know you're sick of it.
I just don't... I don't get it.
Eating good in the neighborhood.
A boneless wing
oh.
is a freak of nature. It should have a bone.
No.
Why doesn't it have a bone?
It cuts off
Where
the
does the
man.
Bone go? Where did they put the bone?
You cut out the middleman.
I don't want to eat a boneless wing. I want to eat a wing. What kind of a chicken doesn't have any bones in
a
its wings?
A magic one. A North Pole magic chicken.
A walking chicken. A chicken that can't even get off the ground.
Yeah. It's the best kind. Oh. Where would you like to go for our next date, dear?
Not Applebee's.
Where? Name a place. Don't say the new place. Don't say Gongiarno's. Don't say Gongiarno's.
Well, I've been looking at the menu online.
Oh, no.
I've been looking at it. You have to make a reservation. They only take reservations a week in advance.
They have such small tables.
They have the cutest tables. They're super tiny. They have a little... And a candle.
I'll catch my beard or catch fire.
It's a tiny candle.
It'll catch my whole beard on fire.
You can wear a beer guard.
I don't like Gongiarno's. I can't understand the menu.
But that's the fun of it. You ask the waiter. You say, hey, what do you recommend? And then he says, oh, there's a bagabazaba.
How about Chili's? Let's go to the North Pole Chili's.
No, the Chili's is me. We may as well go to the Applebee's where people know us.
Oh, so let's go to the Applebee's then. It's agreed. I got you.
This is why I don't like going on dates.
How about Outback?
The steakhouse?
Outback's, well, calling it a steakhouse is a stretch. We can go to the Outback. We can go to the Olive Garden. We can go to the Red Lobster. We can go to the KFC. We can go to the Long John Silver's.
Okay, now you're just into fast food places.
It's not fast food. It's delicious.
You know,
huh?
You would think the most important man in all of the North Pole
could
take his wife to a nicer place, maybe like a Gongiarno's.
All right, I'll take you to Gongiarno's.
Okay, good, because I've already made us reservations.
Oh,
tomorrow night,
you knew it.
And it's going to be great.
Come on.
And the whole menu is prefix.
Oh, can we at least ask a couple elves to come with as a double date?
No, the tables are too small.
I heard this one elf. They're tiny. I heard one elf is a real mover and shaker, and he had some really good pickup lines with hammers and nails, and really would like him to join us.
Are you talking about Steve?
We're talking about Steve, yeah. Steve the elf. Have you heard about Steve?
I might have, through the grapevine, heard about a certain elf named Steve.
Do you know what I heard about Steve?
What did you hear?
I hear that every woman, elf, wants to sleep with Steve.
I heard the same. I heard there's a line outside Steve's door.
Just knocking to get in.
And that the line's longer than Counselor Chris's line, which, you seen lately?
Yeah, I tried to get in, and it was too long.
You tried to go see Counselor Chris?
Oops. I'm jolly. No, everything's fine. Think that's the end of our, section. Anything you want to say, honey?
Despite your fat, and despite your beard, and your hipster tendencies, I love you.
I love you too, dear. Wow, so few times you actually get to hear from the man himself.
Wow.
You know?
They are inspiring.
They're perfect together, too.
God, they're so good.
They are great, and I'm glad they heard about Steve, because I was hearing about Steve, too, because he is killing it.
I've heard it. Yeah, a lot. He's doing very well in the elf community.
Yeah, so, hey, good job, Steve.
Yeah,
Nitro
up, Steve.
And Pokey, best of luck to you on those tryouts.
Yeah, best of luck. You guys will
get it. Big man. Hey, you know what? Sorry to hear about the diabetes. Sure you'll lose some weight, and sure you'll be good for Mexico.
Yeah, I think actually Applebee's, North Pole Applebee's now has a light fare menu, and it's for diabetics.
That's a better thing to have.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Gongiarno's doesn't have that.
Oh, I haven't been. I've been trying to get a reservation.
Oh, it's impossible to get a reservation.
Oh, you can't get in there.
All the elves book it up.
You gotta know somebody. The tables are too small. They're elf-sized.
Yeah, they're elf-sized tables. Whatever. Anyway... That's live from the North Pole this year.
Hope you had fun.
Yeah, Nick, anything you want to say?
No, we had a great time, and we'll see you next year.
We'll see you next year. Hey, and remember, Christmas doesn't come from a store. It comes from the North Pole, and we're the North Pole Podcast.
Merry Christmas,
everyone. That is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and want more, you could listen to all our episodes at trythispodcast.com, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, or of course, iTunes. If you're looking for an awesome gift, make sure to check out mariomaps.com. That's a site with maps of places like Chicago, New York, LA, San Francisco, a ton, but in the style of Super Mario. It's super cool, and I don't just say that because it is my business. At least check it out, mariomaps.com. And if you want to order something, you could use the code TRYTHISPODCAST for free shipping. Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have a new guest, and we'll do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Happy holidays. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this, now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.